Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics, talking with Jim McKinney. Just some opinions from a couple of Republicans on the address last night. We're recording this on Thursday. President Biden addressed the country last night. I thought that let's just talk about the presentation itself. Were there any major stumbles in the communication? I quite frankly thought he did an okay job, is all I could say. And I have to say that I firmly believe that. I watched the speech with full attention, with an open mind. Biden strikes me as being, he could be a very decent human being. His plan, I think, though, to bring America, as he says, back, I think is a little bit too ambitious. I think from an economic standpoint, and I can argue this, in my opinion, whether the person I'm chatting with agrees or disagrees is irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, from a fundamental economic standpoint, I can argue this very, very effectively. I think it is way too ambitious. I don't have a lot of hope for the future of our country right now, but I'm not going to lay blame on anybody right now. All I'm going to do is say time will very definitely tell. Jimmy, you're on.
One of the most important things that Biden campaigned on was unifying the country.
Yep.
And he also said, we're going to get back to better place, you know, that we can build back better was his campaign slogan. What I see right now is not allowing entrepreneurship or business to go forward, but actually the government taking responsibility and control of most aspects of our economy. The Obama administration worked very hard to do that in the medical care areas. We've got this infrastructure bill that is actually focused on, and not on infrastructure, very little of it is focused on infrastructure. Most of it's focused on payback to Democratic operatives in different states that were in trouble because of bad management and policies. So, you know, I very much worry that as we see problems with supply chain, and that is happening right now at a significant pace where many, many things are behind schedule on delivery and production because of different problems, you know, many, many different things out there. But then you throw more regulation on top of the system and you pay off you choose winners and losers, who's going to be successful and who's not. It really takes entrepreneurship down. You throw new taxes that, quote, you know, just taxing the rich, which will actually hurt everybody. And of course, corporate taxes go up. That means everybody's prices go up. You've got the potential for significant inflation. You've got a lot of problems. It is actually I agree with you. It's a kind of a very dark appearing future, but a lot of fluff in the words that are not being questioned or analyzed. And I'm very concerned about the lack of actually pushback to question the direction and the policy. And if we don't have pushback and questions on that, we don't know where we're headed. And where we're headed right now, it looks to me like is in a very difficult economic future.
The problem that we have right now, and I want to go back and emphasize one thing, Jimmy, that I talked about in the first segment, and that is his comment about nationalism versus internationalism, I found to be very interesting, because Trump was a nationalist from the word go. The only way that our country can be saved economically and consequently physically is if our economy grows and grows and grows. With an internationalistic philosophy, that's not going to happen, in my opinion. I got to tell you, I wish the United States of America all of the best for the future. I'm 73 years of age. It's not going to make a huge difference in my life, but it is going to make a huge difference in the life of my grandsons. I hope and pray that all goes well for the country, but this, Jim, is the closest as I have ever seen a major world power to absolute collapse.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he talked a lot about, you know, he's talking about America and bringing it back, but his policies are different than what the actual statements are. You know, there's a lot of fluff. He had to appeal to the unions and union members that are very frustrated with where how many jobs have been lost and how much have been shipped overseas. And he's saying, well, we need to get back to this. We need to improve workers, but we're going to pay for it through the government. That's not going to be successful, especially when you're taking away restrictions on China, when you're not holding other nations accountable for the deals that have actually crushed the United States, when you're allowing the border to be basically wide open and a massive influx of illegal immigration coming over, and then silencing the media over it and the impact on jobs and local communities, and of course the costs that will be skyrocketing because of that. His words are not consistent with what the actions and the directions of the policies are with this administration. So, you know, I'm fairly relatively tired of listening to the lies. I'm relatively tired of listening to the hype. And I'll tell you, it happens on both sides. There's no question about it.
You bet.
We have to have people start making decisions that are rational and not based on equity and racial divisive words and discussions, and actually get hard into protecting industry and protecting the American economy, because we are demographically losing and economically losing to a very powerful authoritarian leadership in the Communist Central Committee and CCP in China, Chinese Communist Party.
The members and the leaders of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, are not stupid people. I am coming from, this is the voice of experience. I have worked intimately in the capitalistic system in the United States with communist entities, the bank that I was on the board of directors of. But the one comment that I have to make is I have learned just how sharp these people really are. I've studied a bit of Chinese history. I look at what's happened to that country. I look at what's happened over the years. And the only comment that I can make is I think that if the Chinese folks want to win out and take over the world, I think they have an opportunity here to do that. Will they be successful? I don't know. You know, I pray to God that they're not, only because my parents were immigrants. America gave up my family a second chance. I truly appreciate that. I love this country, and I find it to be terribly offensive when people take my views, which are perhaps, don't make sense to other people, but I'm looking out for the best of our country. I'm not putting anybody down whatsoever, and it hurts my feeling that some folks don't understand that. Jimmy, we got about a minute left here. Why don't you wrap it up?
Yeah, Al, people have to understand that the global corporations out there, they're looking at expanded markets. They're looking at the opportunity for China to have tenfold increases in investments.
Right.
They don't care about the U.S. economy is not enough of a potential growth area that they care about. And so you have boards, corporate boards, globalist ideologies that think, I'm going to make it. And then the tech companies and these, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs and the you know, Jack Dorseys of the world, Apple, they're saying, you know what? We don't even care. We don't care about the U.S. market. We're going to go ahead and silence people that would potentially go against our making a lot of money. And they think that somehow they can buy their way out of the control that will come with authoritarian leadership. It's a mistake, and it's going to destroy them and this nation and allow a very powerful authoritarian dictatorial regime to control global economy, military, and our actual future.
I agree 1,000%, Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this in closing. Number one, I am sorry that I have been away from the show for about 3 weeks. I have been pretty ill. I'm doing great right now. Everything is fine. No problems whatsoever. I want to also say I wish the current administration all the best, because all I'm doing here is wishing our country the best in the future. Is this going to happen? I certainly hope so. We are going to continue doing a bit of the KER opinionating on politics, see what you guys think. Any questions you have, I'm looking forward to a discourse on the blog this weekend. Jimmy, thank you so much.
And welcome back, Al. Glad you're doing better.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. See ya.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.